Books on Tape presents The Man Who Owns the News, Inside the Secret World of Rupert Murdoch, by Michael Wolff, read by Don Leslie. Prologue. His message. Fall 2007 to winter 2008. Rupert Murdoch, a man without discernible hubris, or at least conventional grandiosity, had nevertheless begun to believe that his takeover of Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal, something he'd dreamt about for most of his career, might actually indicate that he and his company, News Corporation, had a certain destiny, a higher purpose of which the world should be made aware. He'd started to think that his triumph in the quest for Dow Jones was an opportunity to rebrand, the kind of marketing frippery he usually disdained. He was even toying with the idea of changing the name of News Corp, that oddly boring, generic-sounding throwback to the company's earliest days. His first paper in Adelaide, Australia, was The News, to something that could better indicate his and News Corp's philosophical reason for being. What that reason for being was, well, that was still hard to actually put into words. But it had something to do with, well, look at these. He had mock-ups of full-page ads that, he was thinking, should run in all the Wall Street Journal's competitors, particularly the New York Times and the Financial Times, on the day he took over the paper. One of the ads had the big headline, Agent Provocateur. Another pursued the idea of pirates, the notion being that from